Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we got a special guest online with us today, Steve.
Yes, Sam Rogers is the Executive Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of the Baltimore Area Convention and Visitors Association, and he joins us now on the line to let us know all the great things that are going on in Baltimore over the coming months. A great summer getaway destination, close to home for pretty well the entire East Coast of Canada and the United States, very easily accessible.
And yet so undiscovered.
Yes, and a great place to visit. We've been there together. We've been there individually.
I had the good fortune the other week of seeing an Orioles game at Camden Yard.
Oh, Sam, welcome to Travel World.
Thank you. You pretty much said it all, didn't you?
Yeah, now we can all go home and have a nap. Yes. with pleasant dreams of crab cakes floating around in our heads. Now, Sam, coming up over the coming months, what are some of the great attractions and events that are happening that make Baltimore even more special that people really should be marking on their calendar?
Well, we have two fun events going on this summer. One is what we're calling the Baltimore Waterfront Invasion. There's a new exhibit at the National Aquarium called Jellies, Oceans Out of Balance. And at the Science Center, which is right around the side of the Inner Harbor, not far from the aquarium, we have an exhibition called Chinasaurs, the Dinosaur Dynasty. So you put dinosaurs and jellyfish together, and what we have is the waterfront invasion. And along with that, there'll be concerts and special programs and activities for kids and for adults as well, and some great value hotel packages that go with the invasion program.
Well, I really like the Inner Harbor, and that was what first caught my eye and attention when we were there even 15 years ago, is that it is a very vibrant downtown venue. How it has opened up, when we saw pictures of what it was like in the 40s and 50s to what it is today, and the people that come down there at all hours of the day and night to enjoy music, to enjoy fine dining, and just a great view of the water.
Yeah, the Inner Harbor is really the heart of Baltimore. And everything's just so close together. You can walk from the aquarium to the Science Center. You can take in the Constellation, which is a Civil War sailing ship. Great outdoor dining, lots of shopping, the Port Discovery Children's Museum, the Reginald F. Lewis Museum of African-American History, and it's all right around the harbor, just a really easy way to get around.
And well, the concept of the tour that we took a couple of weeks ago was only in Baltimore, and there's so many unique things that you really only get in Baltimore. So why don't you lead us through a few of those things that, hey, you could go to one city, you could go to another, but hey, you're only going to get these in Baltimore.
Well, I'm going to start with second of the largest events we have this year, and it's the annual year-long celebration we're doing to commemorate the 200th birthday of Edgar Allan Poe. We share Poe with a lot of cities in terms of his work, but his grave is in Baltimore, and we have a lot of fun activities going on. This summer, actually, we have a scavenger hunt of Poe exhibits and other other areas highlighting his life, and that's a way that people can actually win a great weekend in Baltimore. But it incorporates some of the one and onlys that you were mentioning. The B&O Railroad Museum, for instance.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was great. Yeah. I can't get enough of that place.
Yeah, the first time I walked in there, I really didn't know what to expect.
Right.
And, you look around and you're first in this huge roundhouse, which, just architecturally is magnificent. And then you start realizing how much is there. From the Tom Thumb, which is the train that raced the horse, to, the Civil War locomotive that's been used in a lot of movies, to Pullman cars, to modern day. It's just absolutely phenomenal. But that's on the Poe tour as well. The Museum of Dentistry is on that tour. Several of the interesting mansions and a couple of walking tours that take people through some of the neighborhoods. If the Inner Harbor is the heart of Baltimore, the neighborhoods like Federal Hill, Fells Point, which was the birthplace of America. Privateering, or pirates, if you happen to look at it from the British perspective.
Right.
And Mount Vernon, which houses a lot of our cultural institutions. They're kind of the soul of the city.
And people can tour them around. Now there's going to be a sort of a shuttle bus or something going around to make it easier to get around depending which hotel you're at.
Yeah, late this summer we'll begin the our new shuttle system. The name is yet to be announced. Will be shortly. And that should be sometime late July and August. So, you know, people coming to visit us later this summer, certainly in the fall, which is a great time, by the way, to visit Baltimore. And then into the future, there'll be a couple of different routes, but it'll make getting around even easier than it is right now.
Well, hopefully somebody doesn't think that because there's crabs and Maryland crabs, they don't try to call the trolley the crab and use the slogan, catch the crab.
No.
The focus group didn't go for that one.
Steve is just reliving an old memory of a visit to Baltimore.
Apparently.
Actually, one of the things that I've noticed in my own visits to Baltimore is just how important architecture is to the city and how successfully the city has gone through what amounts to an inner city, almost a renaissance or an urban renewal. We happened to visit back in 93 at one point when this was all, you know, in the beginning stages or underway. And even at that time when they had first completed the Oriole Park at Camden Yard, it's something that we just thought was just completely took our breath away of just how nice it was. And then this last time when I was out in Baltimore, I happened just from my hotel, I had a view of the ballpark, and I just could not resist. First of all, the tickets to the ball game were just reasonably priced. So when the guy at the hotel told me how much it was, I said, okay, I can't resist any longer. I got to go. And I just sat there on first baseline and enjoyed a game that night. So, you know, with that, just right along Pratt Street, right by the Inner Harbor, everything's within walking distance. But what they've done to preserve the old architecture and just make it look attractive and fun again, I've got to take my hat off to you guys at Baltimore.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, Camden Yards actually is one of my favorite places. I'm a big baseball fan, and
yeah, me too.
Been quite a few evenings there.
Well, me too. But, you know, even better than me is Steven, the foaming-at-the-mouth baseball fan.
Well, I really enjoyed the time we went to see a game there. And going through the neighborhoods, it's the going back to the turn of the century and earlier, the way many of the homes are preserved, and there's sort of a unique look, a unique architecture to the residential neighborhoods with the doorways almost right to the sidewalk, and sometimes different color windows, and there's a unique feel and look to the homes in Baltimore.
Right, and you know, actually a couple of very, very unusual traditions. One is a material called foam stone, which is really a Baltimore tradition. So you'll pass a lot of the old 19th century, early 20th century homes and tucked away in some of the narrow streets in areas like Federal Hill and Fells Point that use that foam stone. The other is something called screen painting. It was a Baltimore tradition. They actually painted the screens of front doors and windows. So on the outside, you'd see a scene, but if you were sitting inside your house, you could actually see out.
That's actually quite cool. And you see something similar to that when it comes to advertising on buses these days. So that's something that probably originated in Baltimore.
Yeah, it's a very unusual look. And you still find some neighborhoods and people that use screen painting. There's an organization that works to preserve it. But there are some great examples of Baltimore screen painting at the American Visionary Art Museum.
That's a very unique museum. We're talking about things we didn't know what to expect, and we pull up there, and there's that old bus that's all covered in jewels and different sparkly things outside, and that just sets the tone for going in to see very unique exhibits, you know, a model ship made out of like 100,000 toothpicks and a whole combination of things you wouldn't necessarily see in any other museum.
And that's actually one of my favorite places in Baltimore as well. Particularly, they sponsor an event. It's early May, so, you know, for your listeners, next year would be the time, called the Kinetic Sculpture Race. And they have all these giant things. In their case, it happens to be Fifi, the giant poodle. And these objects actually are pedal-powered. But they have to go through the street. They have to go through water. They have to go through mud. is part of the competition. And people come from all over and bring their inventions and participate in this race.
And we're going to continue talking.
SVC's permanent home, so.
We're going to continue talking about some of those unique only in Baltimore things with Sam Rogers of the Baltimore Convention and Visitors Association. You can find out more on their website at www.baltimore.org. As we approach the summer season, weekend getaways, longer vacations, very easily accessible. Baltimore, Maryland, right on the East Coast, within a couple hours drive of pretty well any city, or a couple hours flight with regards to U.S. Airways, for example, flying into Baltimore, Southwest Airlines, AirTran, all with great service from across the nation to Baltimore. We'll be right back on the Travel World Radio Show. Stay listening.
Across America via satellite.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio via satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get said Reed has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And we're having a lot of fun today in studio talking about Baltimore. Steve, we've got special guests online with us.
Yes, Sam Rogers from the Baltimore Convention Visitors Association, and he's talking to us today about the great things to see and do in Baltimore as we're planning our spring, summer, fall getaways, weekend getaways, places that are not too difficult to get to within a few hours flight from pretty well anywhere along the East Coast, a few hours drive, easily accessible by Amtrak as well in the Northeast Corridor service. So we were talking just before the break, Sam, about the American Visionary Art Museum, and that's of course one of those museums. I was checking through the their directory, and it's one of those places that was also a fond support from one of our good radio friends, Bob Hieronymus. That's one of his favorite museums. He's a contributor and a supporter of that museum, so that tells you something that if it's offbeat and odd, you know, Dr. Bob Hieronymus will be involved in it. And I say that in a very good and positive way, because the American Visionary Art Museum does showcase some very strange, eclectic, odd variety of art exhibits. And but it does show the variety of ideas and thoughts that go through the mind process of people. And you wonder, how did they get that time?
Sounds like my kind of place.
Yeah, I mean, you it has the variety of things there that you will not see anywhere else.
Yeah, my wife often says I'm pretty strange that way. So I say, why be normal, though? You wouldn't like it.
So you could spend a good couple of hours there. Now, people don't necessarily think of Baltimore maybe as a cultural city, but we had a great evening going to the Baltimore Symphony as well.
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore is a very cultural city. You know, the symphony is wonderful. There's some great theater, Center Stage, Everyman. The Hippodrome brings the Broadway touring shows and some other works here. The Baltimore Museum of Art and the Walters, along with the American Visionary Art Museum and the Contemporary, are just some really interesting places. You know, again, when you're talking about, you know, only in Baltimore, the Baltimore Museum of Art actually has the world's largest collection of works by Matisse, which when I first got to Baltimore surprised me, because I would have assumed it was in the Matisse Museum I'd been in the south of France, but not true.
That's kind of cool that they would have such a collection.
Yeah, so it's right here. And the Walters, too, just because it has the Walters collection in it. Very eclectic, but certainly some pilgrimage pieces of art to be found there. So, yeah, and it's a very cultural city. And, you know, it also has a great jazz heritage. You know, the African-American experience in Baltimore gave rise to people like, you know, Billie Holiday, Cab Calloway. And that still continues. So there's quite an interesting array of cultural offerings to be found here.
There's also a great film and television history going on in Baltimore, because there have been a number of TV shows, not just set in Baltimore, but sometimes filmed in Baltimore, and they use Baltimore as a backdrop for other cities.
Yeah, I mean, TV, movies, there's certainly an array, and there, you know, you can track those down. I mean, obviously, one of the more interesting people from Baltimore and influenced by the neighborhoods of Baltimore was John Waters. So the films, both of them, and the play, obviously, Hairspray, Polyester, and a number of his works, you know, grew out of his experience growing up and still living in Baltimore part of the time.
So that's one of the interesting parts there, is all the different people that come out of the area.
Now, when we were talking about people, talking about the African-American heritage of Baltimore, went to a museum again, didn't know what to expect, but again, only in Baltimore, the National Great Blacks in Wax Museum, which is in an area being redeveloped in transition, but they're really doing a lot of great work trying to refurbish and renovate and revitalize their area of an old fire hall, and doing a great program with young people, getting them involved in learning more about people that most of us have never heard of, but have made great contributions to life in America.
Yeah, it's a fascinating place. And of course, this past winter, they unveiled the wax figure of President Barack Obama. So that's the latest in the series. But the National Great Blacks in Wax, the Frederick Douglass Isaac Myers Maritime Museum, which tells the story of Frederick Douglass, who came to Baltimore as a slave and then escaped and became free and came back. And he and Isaac Myers owned the first African-American shipyard. And there's a story to be told there. So, I mean, the African-American heritage, really a multicultural heritage, really comes to the surface in Baltimore. It's an eclectic mix of people and stories and, places they come from and the foods and the traditions. And all summer, I mean, we have an event we call the Showcase of Nations. So throughout the summer, there are festivals celebrating all sorts of nationalities, from Europe and Asia, Native Americans. So there's really a tribute to the way Baltimore came together. And in reality, Baltimore was the second largest port of entry besides Ellis Island, for immigration to the United States back in the 19th and early 20th centuries.
And that's something which might not necessarily be commonly known. In addition to ports of entry like that, some of the things like in the Inner Harbor, the ship in there is the sister ship to the one in Boston, Steve.
Yeah, the USS Constellation, which dates back to the late 1850s, just before the beginning of the Civil War. And on our first visit, we didn't really have a chance to visit it, but this time we had a very inclusive one-hour and a half tour up and down every deck. Some of those decks are very narrow. Some of the stairwells are narrow. And you really get a feel, even though you're stationed there in the harbor, of how that boat must have pitched and swayed in the open sea. And you wonder how many of those people, but you get a very, very good feel for conditions in the mid-1800s. That was fascinating. And one of those great things that sort of stands out in memory, went on our last day on the Sunday morning, Fort McHenry National Monument and Historic Shrine, Star Spangled Banner fame, and to actually see that, changing the flag and the flag raising, the flag lowering, it was special. And especially doing it in the morning, around dawn's early light. It was around 9:30 in the morning. And again, only in Baltimore can you see the lowering and raising of the flag at Fort McHenry. So a lot of great things going on in Baltimore over the coming months, and really have to invite you to check it out. We have around a minute and a half left to go in the show. Sam Rogers from the Baltimore Convention and Visitors Association. If there's just one or two things that you have to say people can't miss this summer in Baltimore, what would you say that has to be on their agenda?
Well, I would certainly encourage people to come and enjoy the Baltimore waterfront invasion, see the exhibitions, tour the Inner Harbor, but get out into the neighborhoods as well, participate in some of the Poe activities. And by the way, getting into this fall, we're going to be giving Poe the funeral he never had in October, and that's going to be accompanied by a very special exhibition of French artists and others that were influenced by Poe at the Baltimore Museum of Art. So it's going to be a very interesting fall in the Poe world. I do want to mention, though, for folks that have a chance to go online, check out our website. There are a number of videos on our site that talk about the places that we discussed in the show. The Matisse Collection, the B&O Railroad Museum, American Visionary Art Museum. So while you're planning your trip to Baltimore, you can go online, check out our website, go into the arts and culture or history sections, watch the videos, and that'll give you a real visual idea of what we talked about today.
That website again is www.baltimore.org. Talking today with Sam Rogers, the Executive Vice President of the Convention and Visitors Association in Baltimore. And great ideas only in Baltimore. Something unique to take the whole family, something for the entire family to enjoy, from museums to fine dining. Can't forget the crab cakes. Hey, you're in Baltimore. Time for crab cakes. And that was one of the suggestions actually from a former Miss Teen Maryland that told me on the internet that I had to go have some more crab cakes. So I always do as I'm told. And so, of course, another show comes to an end. Sam Rogers, thank you so much for joining us today on Travel World.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, gentlemen.
And the website again, www.baltimore.org. Weekend getaways, summer vacations, Baltimore, Maryland. Stay listening, everyone. We'll be right back.
Travel World Radio Show, across America via satellite.